Good afternoon, everyone. This is Wednesday, September the 1st, 2010. I'm Jim Rawton, your host, and welcome to Immunitech's Medline conference call. This call is for the education of Immunitech distributors. As a brief introduction, Immunitech is a nutritional biotechnology company. They're located close to Montreal, Canada, and they have a very unique line of very fine nutritional products. The flagship product is called ImmuniCal, and it is the category-defining product for raising the immune system through raising a very special substance in your body called glutathione. ImmuniCal now has well over a quarter of a century of research and a long list of publications in the medical and scientific literature. There are multiple method-of-use patents from the United States and Canada, and many more from around the world. ImmuniCal is one of the very few over-the-counter products that's been included in the U.S. Physician's Desk Reference, that's the PDR, and the Pharmacist Red Book, and more recently the Canadian CPS. And these are references that are in the hands of every practicing physician and pharmacist in North America. In addition, ImmuniCal has been successful in Canada in obtaining a thing called an NPN number, and that's a natural product certification that justifies the medical claim that ImmuniCal is beneficial for a good immune system. Well, joining us again today is Dr. Jimmy Gutman. Dr. Gutman is a board-certified emergency physician who has spent many long hours of research and time learning as much about glutathione as possible. He's authored many books on the topic in five different languages, with the latest best-selling edition, Glutathione, Your Key to Health. Dr. Gutman is also the senior medical consultant at ImmuniTech and continues his research to better understand the critical role that this miraculous substance plays within our bodies. And with all the research that's out there, I doubt that he's ever going to run out of material for upcoming editions of that book. Welcome back to our program, Dr. Gutman.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Okay, well, Dr. Gutman, tell us again what this product called ImmuniCal actually does.
Well, ImmuniCal itself is an all-natural protein. It's a protein with a very high nutritional value. It contains all of the essential amino acids that you need. But what makes it really unique is that ImmuniCal is able to raise what you mentioned before, this little substance in your body called glutathione.
Well, I think most people still have not heard of glutathione, and since we've been doing these calls for quite some time, why do you think this still is?
Well, yes, this is true, Jim. Most people haven't heard of glutathione, but I guarantee you this, that in the next few years, everybody will be using the word glutathione as commonly as people use the word like antioxidant. And there's been so much literature. I mean, last time I checked, there's upwards of 100,000 published clinical articles on glutathione. So this is going to become integrated in all of us, the way we approach our health. In the past, we've only had drugs to raise glutathione levels effectively. And these drugs, like most other pharmaceuticals, have had side effects. But now with this protein is actually very, very good to you. This is an alternative to the drugs, and this does not have side effects. This is something that myself and my colleagues take every day.
Well, we know that glutathione has so many critical and very positive effects on our health. How about summarizing some of those for us, please?
Well, we could keep you all on this conference call for hours and hours. There are multiple functions that glutathione plays in your body, but we're going to use the top three for people to get an inkling of how important this is. And a way to remember the top three roles of glutathione is to remember the acronym AID, A-I-D.
Okay, well, let's take a look at the A in AID. How does glutathione differ from the other antioxidants that we're mostly familiar with, such as vitamins E and C?
Well, you know, you've got a very sophisticated audience, and everybody by now knows quite well about antioxidants and the importance of things like vitamin C and E, and we know of thousands of other antioxidants. You go into a health food store or a pharmacy, even, you'll find a whole wall of things that represent antioxidants. Well, how is glutathione different? Well, in a number of ways. Number one, you don't make vitamin C, you don't make vitamin E. Given the importance of antioxidants, you think your body would make one, and the most important antioxidant that you and I make in our bodies is glutathione. The other major reason that glutathione has gotten recognized as the master antioxidant is that, get this, none of the antioxidants we know of, and this is a huge list, none of them can work properly without the presence of glutathione. Glutathione recycles antioxidants, glutathione recharges antioxidants, and without glutathione, well, those vitamin pills that you're taking wouldn't be doing the trick. So, A, glutathione, the master antioxidant.
Okay, well, let's jump into I for the immune system. How does glutathione fit into this relationship?
Well, simply stating without glutathione, your immune system would grind to a halt. The way that our white blood cells function and the way that our white blood cells make clones of themselves, you see, we have to have white blood cells that can make many, many copies of themselves when they're under a challenge. One of the very limiting factors to the function and the multiplication of these white blood cells, our frontline soldiers of the immune system, is their availability of glutathione. Now, when you have a big infection, strong infection, a prolonged infection, glutathione levels drop, and when they drop low enough, well, you know, you're going to lose that little battle or maybe even the war. So think of glutathione literally as food for the immune system.
Okay, and now we come to D for detoxification.
Everybody talks about detoxification these days, Jim. We're all trying to protect ourselves from all that stuff that we find in our environment, the food that we eat, the water that we drink, the air that we breathe. This glutathione is perhaps the most important enzyme we have for detoxification. Glutathione will detoxify cigarette smoke and automobile exhaust and heavy metals and pesticides and herbicides and a list of substances hundreds and hundreds deep. And by no coincidence, the highest levels of glutathione to be found is in your liver, which is, after all, your major organ of detoxification.
Okay, well, I think up in Canada, you also add E for energy?
Well, in Quebec, anyways. Yeah. In Quebec, as you know, we are a mostly French-speaking community. And AID, the word A doesn't mean anything in French, but if you translate it, it's A-I-D-E, aid, which means aid. And the E, this is very useful because I wish I could use this in English. E stands for energy, and there are multiple reasons why glutathione continues our production of energy. Just to speak about one little one for the ones out there that remember some biology and some biochemistry, our cells have an energy source. These are little structures called mitochondria. These mitochondria are like little batteries for our cell. And the way the mitochondria work is they manufacture another molecule, an energy molecule called ATP. And if you look at the biochemistry, and I won't bore you with it now, ATP, if you're making ATP, this is a very hot process. It produces heat. It produces pollution, so to speak. This cannot function unless glutathione is there to mop up the heat and to mop up the damage. So, again, we're completely reliant on glutathione for us to continue our energy manufacturing in each and every single cell.
Extremely important. Okay, yeah. Dr. Gutman, our topic today is cancer. How does glutathione relate to cancer?
Well, I give entire afternoon talks on glutathione and cancer, but we could kind of summary up the important role of glutathione on three levels. Number one, glutathione is very important on the level of cancer prevention, and I hope I'm speaking to most of you out there. The second level would be in cancer therapy, and the third level, people are raising glutathione now as a strategy for taking care of the side effects of chemotherapy, including losing weight. And we've all seen end-stage cancer patients looking pretty terrible.
Okay, well, I think that most people nowadays do try to make a mental effort to try to prevent cancer by eating well and avoiding high-fat diets, increasing their fiber intake, and trying to avoid a lot of toxins, such as the things found in smoked or cured foods, and all of which have had well-documented effects on cancer development. Tell everyone how glutathione is important in helping to ward off potential cancers.
Well, you mentioned something very important, and you mentioned the exposure to toxins, and these toxins can promote or provoke a cancer. These are toxins that we call carcinogens. They generate the cancer. And it is quite easy to understand that if you eliminate these toxins, these carcinogens that promote cancer, well, then you can lower the amount of cancer in your general population. So that's pretty easy. There's some other ways it's not so easy to perceptualize. One, again, if you've been doing your reading, you'll know that oxidation will cause damage to DNA. You see, the nucleus of our cell, the one that contains a blueprint for ourselves to multiply to function, has a little code. The software in there is coded on a molecule called DNA. And when you expose DNA to oxidation, you can mess up these codes, and it leads to mutations. So one of the cornerstone theories in the development of cancer is that the DNA becomes oxidized, and you end up with wrong information, and you end up with a small little cancer cell that turns into a tumor, and worst-case scenario, you've got full-blown cancer. Of course, the major antioxidant that prevents the damage, done to these DNA strands is glutathione. So if you prevent oxidation in the nucleus of the cell, you can bring down cancer rates.
Sounds good. Well, you also mentioned a role in cancer therapy per se. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, I'm going to take you all back maybe 30 years now when Dr. Bounos, who is the inventor of the ImmuniCal, some of his original research was looking at this anti-tumor response. I'll give you a small study that was done and repeated several times. We would expose laboratory animals, in this case mice, to strong chemicals that would promote cancer in them. In this case, we're using a chemical that promoted cancer of the colon. Why cancer of the colon in a mouse? Because if you look at it under a microscope, it looks almost the same as cancer of the colon in a human. So it gives you a very good model to work with. We've got all these mice with cancer of the colon, and we fed them different substrates. And the mice that were eating the great-grandfather of the ImmuniCal product by raising their glutathione levels on autopsy, they had the smallest amount of cancer in their body. So this was very, very exciting. These kind of studies were repeated across the world. It was an Australian study. It had nothing to do with us. Showed the same thing. We went into larger animal studies, small human studies. And eventually, this research team, get this, got a method of use patent for this protein that raises glutathione. Calling it a chemotherapeutic agent, a natural protein that could function as chemotherapy. Quite remarkable.
Well, that's fantastic. I've heard that cancer cells are very often high in glutathione, so why would you want to raise glutathione in these types of individuals who have cancer? Wouldn't that be counterproductive?
Excellent question, Jim. You see, most human cancer cells have a lot of glutathione. And when we look at patients or animals that are resistant to chemotherapy, very often they're resistant to the chemotherapy failure, because they have so much glutathione that they actually can detoxify the chemotherapy, or in certain cases radiotherapy, and not die. Researchers have looked at that and figured, okay, well, what we need to do is to try to raise glutathione, I'm sorry, try to lower glutathione levels in the cancer cells. So you take a cancer cell, you can actually take it to a laboratory and grow it in a little dish, and you got this little mass of cancer. This is what we call a T tissue culture. And if you're growing the cancer in a laboratory and you suck the glutathione out of it, there are chemicals that'll do that, and then expose it to chemotherapy, well, the cancer cells, the tumor mass will die very quickly. So other very courageous researchers went and did this on living animals and small studies in living humans. Now, these animals, the ones that lived, that survived these studies, would say what the humans said, and that's, I'd rather be dead than go through that again. Because what they would do is really, really lower glutathione levels in the patients and the animals. And when the chemotherapy got in there, well, a lot of animals died, some of the humans died, and they would die from the side effects, mostly because their immune systems were completely wiped out. So what looked really good on paper and in the laboratory, when you take it to real life, just blows up in your face. Now, why is using something like ImmuniCal to raise glutathione different? Well, ImmuniCal is not glutathione. ImmuniCal gives your cells the building blocks, the nutrition to make glutathione, what we call precursors. And when you take a cancer cell that has high glutathione levels and you force precursors on it, well, the cell has a self-regulation mechanism whereby it says, look, I've got enough glutathione. If you're forcing me to make more, I'm going to shut down production. We call this negative feedback inhibition or downregulation. So you've got all these glutathione precursors. The cancer cells are shutting down glutathione production, but the healthy cells are starved for these building blocks, and they make more glutathione. So you end up with a situation, and here's a mouthful, called selective glutathione modulation. So the glutathione is falling in the cancer, glutathione is going up in the healthy cells, chemotherapy gets in there, you end up with healthy cells that are much more resistant, but cancer cells that are much more prone to damage. So you end up with a better result of your chemotherapy, and you end up with a healthier patient, less nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, less immunocompromised, and an overall better outcome.
Allows the two to work better together.
Oh, yes. I mean, this is true complementary therapy. You know, you take a natural product, use it in complement with conventional medications, and you do better. Now, I need to remind you, this is still all considered at a research stage. It's not the kind of thing that your oncologist or cancer therapist is going to know offhand, but the research is out there. It's published, it's accessible, and I think that every oncologist needs to take a very close look at this.
Just have to encourage them to go out and do a little bit more research.
Yes.
Okay, well, many cancer patients we know suffer from this thing we call wasting syndrome, such as weight loss, muscle loss, and a general overall fatigue and weakness. Will ImmuniCal have any effect on this?
Well, this is one of the first areas where this strategy is looked at. Once a cancer patient starts to lose weight, this is considered an advanced cancer. See, the cancer is just stealing energy from you, and you end up losing weight, but not just fat, you end up losing muscle mass. So we looked at using the ImmuniCal on doing research on these types of patients. And the question was, when we were able to establish in these cancer patients losing muscle mass, use the word cachexia, we were able to look at these cachexia patients, we had to prove that it was not just the nutritional value of the ImmuniCal as a protein that was slowing this process down, because ImmuniCal, just on the nutritional level, is fantastic. But there was more going on. So what we did in a recent paper is we matched it with another protein that had pretty much equivalent nutritional value. So the placebo group was getting good nutrition, and the treatment group was getting the ImmuniCal, which is good nutrition, plus the ability to raise glutathione. And at the end of the paper, not only were we able to slow down the muscle loss, weight loss in these advanced cancer patients, we were able to put muscle mass back on. Jim, this was the first time ever, that a nutritional intervention was able to reverse the effects of cachexia. So again, you got to, you know, check this out yourself. Sure, this is an interesting call. Of course, this is a call that's meant to promote a specific product. We're talking about your health, particularly if we're talking about something as serious as cancer. Go check it out. Go get the original paper. Show it to your doctors. Show it to your kid in college if he or she has got the insight. And that will give you a level of comfort that you absolutely need.
Sounds good. Okay, some patients also have an extremely strong fear of chemo and radiotherapy or radiation therapy that they might have to undergo as a part of this treatment. How would raising their glutathione levels affect this process?
Again, what we're intending on doing here is making your normal cells more resistant so that these chemotherapeutic agents, chemotherapy and radiotherapy, they make your regular cells sick. So many chemotherapy patients end up, you know, quite uncomfortable. And if you could take that situation alone and look at the quality of life of these chemotherapy patients and improve that, well, then you're doing something very important.
Excellent. Well, is this then something that you would recommend for everyone who's undergoing cancer therapy?
Well, again, this is not what we call standards of care. I think that you need to bounce this off your health professional. The recent papers that we put out really have put a lot of people's mind at ease. And if you're going to do this, we're very, very open here to receiving calls from the medical field. If you have a doctor that wants to call Immunitech and speak to one of our doctors here, including ourselves, or get some clinical information, we work very, very tightly with the medical community. This is where we're coming from, 40 years of research. This product, in fact, was intended to be a pharmacological product many years ago, but because it was a natural product, I won't get into the details. We decided it was best just to let this out to the general public. But, always bounce it off your doctor.
Okay, well, do you talk about cancer and glutathione in your book?
Well, my book keeps on evolving, Jim. As you mentioned before, it gets bigger and bigger. But ever since the first edition, way back over 10 years ago, cancer was a big, big chapter in the book. And this is a chapter I have to keep on rewriting because there's been that much research. What I want people to do, if you have the time and the inclination, is go online. Go to one of the best research sites that there is in the world, a place called PubMed, PubMed.gov or .com, either one will work, and enter some keywords like glutathione and cancer. You won't have enough paper in your printer to accept all the material that's coming at you. So do your due diligence, when you find out the importance of glutathione in each and every single cell of your body, then you'll know you made the right choice.
Oh, fantastic. Well, Dr. Gutman, this call has gone by much too quickly for me. Do you have any closing comments before we finish?
Well, just to let the people who are involved with Immunitech know, we are doing at least two more follow-up studies in cancer. Some of them are subsidized by some of the largest research institutions in the United States. Please be patient. You do a research study, 2 years is considered an exceedingly short time frame. You know, you've got all these boards that you have to get through and ethics, and you need to recruit the patients, you need to write it up, you need to get it evaluated statistically, you need to submit it to a journal, a peer-reviewed journal. This is critical. So all this takes time, but we are on top of things.
Fantastic. Well, thank you again for your time and information, Dr. Gutman. I'm really looking forward to a lot of more new topics that are similar to our discussion today and educating the people out there who are involved with Immunitech. And for those of you who have further questions about Immunical or any of the other fine Immunitech products, please contact the person who directed you to this call. If you need general information, please visit the Immunitech website. That's www.immunitech.com. If you'd like to know more about Dr. Gutman's books and pamphlets or to order his latest book, Glutathione, Your Key to Health, please visit www.glutathione.org. That's GLUTATHIONE.ORG. This ends this call. Please call back for another segment of Immunitech's Medline.